Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Hawks, by the way, and I just want to mention this. You know, after watching the Lakers lose last night, 103-96, and having LeBron and Luka, and you see how that didn't work. Why? Because the team, Mike's right, J.J. Redick screwed it up, but the team is not constructed in a way that allows them to win or potentially be a championship-caliber team. Mike, everything the Lakers don't have, the T-Wolves do. Athleticism, scoring, size. I mean, like, they've got all the elements, and you start looking around the league with teams that are really going to have a shot to win this thing, and they have those elements too. And then you look at the Hawks. And you go, what elements do we have outside of Trey? Like, this whole thing about, well, Trey should be winning more and he should be doing this. Are you guys watching this? Are you paying attention to how these teams are built and what they look like? And yet you expect Trey to be winning playoff series by himself? LeBron and Luka just lost in the first round together. Right. If I told you a year ago, oh, by the way, LeBron and Luka will be playing together in L.A., you would have been saying they're going to the finals. They just lost in five. They barely won a game.
But it gets back to when you do the big three in Miami. Unless you feel Bryant Reeves is the Austin Reeves, I should say, is that third piece, and he's a hell of a player, and he's getting better, but he's not at their level, obviously. But you've got to have, when you're so top heavy, you got to have some really good pieces. You got to draft well. You got to have a good bench. Cavs have it. Oklahoma City has it as sort of some of its parts. And the Lakers are just so top-heavy, and you said it. You know, then when Luka's on the floor, and you got to play five guys the entire second half, and Luka doesn't play a lick of defense. You know, it's like Harden, but even worse at times. That's what Luka looked like last night, for lack of a better word. I mean, he was like Ole. It was like remember when you were a kid and you put the cones up and you dribble around it? That's what Luka looked like.
Stationary.
So, you know, so it's just, this is why, you know, like I've gotten over my LeBron dislike because I was a hardcore Michael guy. I think both Michael and LeBron can be great, and you can't compare because Michael never played as long as LeBron has. But now you look at LeBron, you're never getting back to the finals in the West unless you go, you know, the Lakers. I mean, I don't know how the cap ramifications would play out, you know, and the Jeannie Buss and company want to just go spend like drunken sailors because you need to go find that big rim protector. You need support. What you need, I don't be a wise ass. You need Anthony Davis.
You do.
You know, but they don't have that, and they didn't have it last night. But then it compounded when your head coach doesn't realize to put any kind of, whatever you got size-wise, put it in there. Because Rudy Gobert, if you didn't see it last night, whoop, just get into the basket at will. So, I mean, I just felt it was a bad look. And now, I mean, if the TV numbers have been huge, I don't know if the TV numbers are as good once LeBron and Luka are out of the show.
We're going to see. Look, and if you've not watched OK City all year, they're just fun. They're just chilling on the sideline. They are fun, man. They play D. They get after. They run. They've got all the elements, too. Size, shooters. I mean, we'll see where the Hawks do this offseason. And this is why Mike and I have said it's a big offseason, man. Like, let's just not say, oh, well, it's another offseason. There are big decisions that need to be made, which is why this hire is going to be such a big deal.
No, and what are we going to do? I mean, are we going to make a – see, this all to me, this is a study in Groundhog Day, unless Ressler is going to start to spend some money. Because I think we've established the argument that it's the freaking chicken and the egg, and I'm so sick and tired of having it. Well, you don't really show that you've proven the ability to win, so there's no point in getting in the luxury. Well, so when do we ever get in the luxury tax? How do we advance this thing without proven pieces? And I'm sorry, you're not going to get enough proven pieces if you only spend outright $40 million. You didn't cash in the trademarker you had for John Collins. Remember that exemption? I mean, I understand the logic behind it. You know, if I own a business, you know, and I'm struggling right now, this isn't the time to go put a new awning on the restaurant. Well, at some point, you got to prime the pump, right? You got to put some money into this thing. Because it's the same old for me. That's why I'm kind of like, I'm literally arms crossed. I'll wait. I'll see when I believe it.
All right. So they are in a search for a president of basketball ops, right? Landry Fields is a GM. Anse Salah, he moves into that role, but the new person is going to oversee everything. That new person, Mike, has to say what you just said. And he has to convince Tony Ressler that this is where we're at. It's that point in time where you have plenty of money under the cap and the aprons. And that individual, whoever this is going to be, that's why I'm hoping it's a splash. And what I mean by that is somebody who actually has done it, who's been with a winning organization, who's proven that, hey, I know how to do this. You just have to trust me.
Right.
And more importantly, instead of giving somebody – and listen, I'm all about giving people chances. But we're just about to be at the end of this Trae Young run, guys. It's year 7. We're going to get to year 10, and you're going to be like, okay, well, where are we at? I'm going to tell you where we're at. He's out of here.
Right.
So
he's going to opt out, or you're going to have to spend a gazillion dollars and still have no Batman and Robin combination.
That's why this president of basketball ops, Mike, is a big hire, because that individual's got to say exactly what you just said. We need to do this, 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 and this. And Ressler has to say, okay.
Because as you sat there, Carl, and again, this is why the DeJounte Murray thing was the stupidest move the Hawks have ever done. Because I know that, you know, you can't just keep on drafting young people and year after year, you're going to have to establish. But you use those first rounders for other things, and we didn't have them. We lost 3 first rounders, and I've said it a million times. We watched Detroit jump over us. Now we're seeing Orlando. Like, I thought they put up a pretty good fight against Boston. It is what it is. But Orlando is better than us, even with the lack of shooting.
They are.
The Pacers jumped over us.
They are.
Right? I mean, meanwhile, we just stagnated, and we're still in this stupid play-in rut.
It's frustrating. More on the Hawks coming up. Right now, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
DJ Williams is our quarterback's coach. TJ Yates is our passing game coordinator. And he was asked yesterday about the 3 games of experience for Michael Penix. Mike, here's what he said about it.
He was going into the offseason, and his first ever start was going to be week 1 of this season. There'd obviously be a little bit more angst, a little bit more uncertainty of what he can do, what he can provide, and all that stuff. But I think the 3-game sample size when he got in those games and started was enough for everybody to see his talent, his ability to do anything he wants with the football in his hand, you know, touch any part of the field with his arm strength. And you know, we'll be able to get creative and you know, do different things with him going forward, because you know, that's why we loved him coming out of Washington, was what he could do with his arm strength and how much he can do from inside the pocket.
Okay, so there's no angst because we saw it at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. But what is his challenge going to be coming into year 2? We're talking about Michael Penix. This is TJ Yates, passing game coordinator for the Falcons.
You know, there's always going to be situations that you can't cover in practice, situations that are never going to be able to be mimicked until you get into real live game situations and real live bullets and all that stuff. So there's going to, you know, there's always a part of the maturation process at any time when you're a quarterback, whether you're in, you know, year 13 or year 2 or whatever it is. So just the more game experience that he gets, the more coverages he sees, the more defensive coordinators and schemes and all these things that he goes against, he's only going to continue to grow every single time he steps up there on the field, whether that's in practice or in games. So, you know, the learning process for a quarterback, I don't think is ever done. You know, Tom Brady did it into year 50 or whatever. However many years he played, he was still learning every single time he stepped out there on the field. So, you know, it's just going to be another part of Mike's, you know, maturation process in the quarterback game.
They have a lot of confidence. We should, too. But this is the first time we've heard from T.J. Yates. And, again, there's a lot of people that's involved in this, right? You got Zach Robinson, who's going to be calling the plays, obviously. Yates, passing game coordinator, Mike. We talked about the quarterback, you know, coach D.J. Williams. There's a bunch of people that are involved in this process. But what we're hearing is exactly what T.J. is saying, that we're going into the season. We feel that, like, this is not his rookie year, even though it's going to feel like that, Mike, because we only saw him for 3 games.
Yeah, man. He did get in. Obviously, the Giants was his debut. He got in his mop-up during the Denver game. But, yeah, the Giants game, first one of his first, should have been a touchdown, or at least something other than an interception. That was on Penix Jr. So at the end of the year, he finishes at 3-3. 3 touchdowns, 3 picks. I thought the worst pick was the one against Washington. But I thought the best throws were certainly the same game. You know, the touchdown throw we already talked about with Pitts. We talked about the beautiful touchdown where he goes right back to Drake London after Drake London is throwing hands with the cornerback for Carolina. Says, yeah. Get it back to me.
Yep.
And they get it. But throws for 312 yards in his last game of the season. And, of course, our defense couldn't stop anything. And we lost to Carolina in overtime. But the guy, you know, to me, is ready to roll. It's just a matter of, do you, as Zach Robinson, what did he learn? Zach talked about it yesterday. Things, remember, he's a rookie. Also had to deal with that sideshow of the Kirk Cousins, you know, just meltdown. And then he's got to pivot to working with the rookie quarterback. So now he gets the full slate with Penix Jr. I think it makes for better, maybe better for Zach as well.
I think so, too. Hey, man, what if I told you he's incarcerated, but he's still dreaming about playing in the NFL? That's Henry Ruggs. You guys remember him?
Alabama wide receiver?
Alabama wide receiver. Henry Ruggs was speeding at 156 miles per hour, registered a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit when he had that crash.
It was vehicular manslaughter, right?
It was, back in 2020, 2021, somewhere around there. He's eligible for parole, Mike, August 5th of 2026. He's only, what, 25? Maybe? 26 years old? Yeah. So the point is, guys, a year from now, right, moving forward, he's still dreaming of working out as he has been in jail and coming back and having a chance, Mike, to maybe play again in the National Football League. My question is, does he get that opportunity?
Ooh, I'm going to say he may have to do somewhere else to prove it, like Canada. I don't know, somewhere else. I don't know. That might be too hot, you know, for some teams, unless, you know, there's a coach out there and a general manager and the culture's strong enough to bring a guy in and give him a second chance. I mean, everyone deserves a second chance, but for some folks, they'd say no chance.
Plea agreement reached sentenced him to 3 to 10 years, which is why he's eligible for parole August 5th, 2026. And again, that doesn't mean he gets out, right? We know that, but
right,
that's going to be his first eligibility. And people are saying it's out there. Josh Jacobs went on the Pivot podcast and was talking about, you know, how Ruggs is training and getting ready for a return to football. And Josh Jacobs was talking about, like, you know, man, he's a good kid. Made a mistake. And I hope he gets a chance to get back in the league at some point again.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So he's 26, as Day-Day tells
us. Okay.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.